Hey, Vikings fans, welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, with producer Mike Hiris. We are in Sports Authority Studios at Winter Park, and we're set to bring you a jam-packed episode of the Wobcast. Antoine Winfield will be the star of the show. He is our guest today. We're going to get to him in a little bit, but the first thing I want to do is touch on a very busy past, 6 or 7 days since the last Wobcast. It's been jam-packed news cycle in the NFL. Let's get to a few of the most important topics, and we'll go through them really quickly here. The most important one, Peyton Manning. He's a free agent. Perhaps the best unrestricted free agent that's been available since Reggie White, and you can argue even better than Reggie White, the best unrestricted free agent ever available on the open market. That's where Peyton Manning sits right now. A few teams that are interested in him: the Denver Broncos, the San Francisco 49ers, the Arizona Cardinals, and the Tennessee Titans. You might also throw in the Miami Dolphins in that field. All those teams trying to woo Peyton Manning to their franchise to see if they can bring him back to the playoffs. An interesting thing about that from a Vikings perspective: no, the Vikings are not players in the Manning sweepstakes, but if San Francisco, Arizona, or Tennessee end up signing Peyton Manning, Vikings fans who go to Mall of America Field in 2012 will have a chance to see him play because those three teams are on the Vikings home schedule. Speaking of former stars coming back to play at Mall of America Field, number 84, he's coming back to Mall of America Field, but not as a member of the Vikings. He signed with the San Francisco 49ers. Whether you're a Moss hater or a Moss lover, you're probably one or the other. There's not very many in-betweeners on Randy Moss. You love him or you hate him. You get to watch him play because he's coming to Mall of America Field with the San Francisco 49ers, his new team. Maybe the most relevant Vikings talker that happened last week was a huge trade between the Washington Redskins and the St. Louis Rams. The St. Louis Rams had the number 2 pick in the draft coming off a 2-14 season, but they've traded it to the Washington Redskins, who were at number 6. So to move up from number 6 to number 2, the Washington Redskins give up a first-round pick and a second-round pick this year, a first-round pick in 2013, and a first-round pick in 2014, a huge price to pay. But they do it to move up and get quarterback Robert Griffin III from Baylor, the Heisman Trophy winner, the guy that everyone thinks is going to go number 2. The Redskins get their franchise quarterback, something they haven't had since, like, Joe Theismann. 20, 25 years ago. So they're going to have their guy. I think it's a good trade for both teams. If the Redskins are right on one player, RG3, this trade is a win for them. If the Rams are right on 4 or 5 players, it's a good trade for them. So I don't know which one you give the advantage to. I like Washington's angle. They believe in a guy, they go and get him. But you can't argue with the Rams side of it either, because they just go back 4 spots to number 6 and they get all those picks as compensation for moving back just a small amount. They're still going to get a good player at number 6. Both teams finished at the bottom of the league in 2011. I think they're going to be finishing closer to the top of the league in future seasons because of this trade. The most relevant Vikings topic, though, was a few cuts that the Vikings had to make, and that happened on Saturday. Left guard Steve Hutchinson, right guard Anthony Herrera, cornerback Cedric Griffin were all released from their contracts. Tough moves for a team to make because those three players were vital parts of Vikings teams in recent seasons, specifically in 2008 and 2009 when the Vikings won back-to-back division titles and went to the NFC Championship game after the 09 season. Those three players were all starters, obviously played vital roles. It's also interesting, a fan might say, hey, the Vikings need help on the offensive line in the secondary. Why are they cutting these starters? Well, they're tough moves to make. They're business decisions that you have to make. But clearly the theme for Rick Spielman in his first year as general manager — he's been here for several seasons as director of player personnel, but his first season as the man in charge making these decisions — he wants to get younger. And Steve Hutchinson, Anthony Herrera, and Cedric Griffin all dealing with injuries, all getting up there in age and experience. Rick Spielman, first of all, he wanted to create cap space. The Vikings now have about $23 million in cap space, and those moves created a lot of that cap space in advance of free agency. And the Vikings wanted to get younger. They're now going to be able to get younger, especially on the offensive line with the release of Hutchinson and Herrera. For more on that, go to the Vikings.com blog, because my most recent blog entry, which is going to get shoved down because free agency is starting this week, but a blog entry I have on the Vikings.com blog is my plan for the Vikings offensive line. I don't know if this is the plan the Vikings are going to go with, but if I was in the scouting room, or if I could have a Rick Spielman's ear for 5 minutes, that's the plan I would lay out for him. Check that out on the Vikings.com blog. It includes drafting Matt Khalil at left tackle, moving Charlie Johnson to left guard, sticking with Sullivan, going with a youngster at right guard, and sticking with Lodehole at right tackle. Go to the .com blog to read more about that. The star of this week's Wobcast is Vikings cornerback Antoine Winfield, and he steps into Sports Authority Studios right now. Antoine, what's going on, man?
Oh, not a thing. Just trying to keep busy.
Yeah, and you have been busy this offseason, rehabbing.
Yes.
And how's it going?
It's going pretty good. Yeah. I have my full range of motion, just trying to get my strength back. I'm over here every day of the week.
A lot happened for us last season, so remind everyone the injury that you had to rehab, because you actually had two injuries last year.
Yeah.
Awful timing, because you get back from the first one, and I think it was your first game back. Was it not?
Yeah, it was pretty much a lot of bad luck.
Yeah, and it was a clavicle, is that right?
Well, yeah, the first injury strained or tore the ligament in my neck, which was week four. Came back week nine, Monday night against Green Bay, excited.
Yeah.
And messed around and, yeah, broke my collarbone.
Awful. And, you know, I mean, you broke it making a tackle, if I remember right. And you've been known as a physical player, really good against the run. Haven't missed a lot of games in your career, but you had to miss 11 last year. And with two different injuries, that has to be hard for a player who loves the game and plays as well as you do.
Yeah, it was tough. You know, watching my teammates go out there and fight each time they took the field. But this is a physical game. Injuries happen, and last year just wasn't my
13-year career for you. It's hard to believe it's been that long, but you broke in, and, like, Eric Molds was really good, wide receiver, Joe Horn, Marvin Harrison. Like, those were the good wide receivers when you came in, and now it's Calvin Johnson and a whole new crew of guys, Andre Johnson. You've seen a lot of changes in the NFL.
Oh, I have. When I first came in, offenses wasn't as wide open as they are now. Now you have the run and shoot, right, and you're facing three and four wide receivers, and it's all about scoring points. When I came in, it kind of fit my game. Everybody was running the ball, so just had to adjust.
And you came in from Ohio State University. You were a first round pick of the Buffalo Bills, played on some good defenses in Buffalo with former Vikings teammate Pat Williams in Buffalo. But going back to Ohio State, I would imagine, I mean, that's obviously a high-profile football powerhouse. I would imagine that you played with some other pretty good players who went on to play in the NFL at Ohio State, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when I first came in, I was 95.
Yeah.
We had Eddie George, Sean Springs, Orlando Pace, Amir Plummer, Nate Clemens. I played with some top picks. It's real fun.
Yeah, so you start out with Buffalo, and then you're a huge blue-chip free agent signing for the Vikings. Back in 2005, I think, and so it's already been 8 years with the Vikings. What was that like for you? What was that process like? Did you think about staying in Buffalo? Obviously, the Vikings get you, but who else was in the mix back then?
It's funny how it turned out. I was on a visit with the Jets. I was in New York. It already went across SportsCenter. They already signed with the Jets, and my agent was on the phone with the Vikings, and he came in. Had a meeting with me and my wife, and we sat down and decided maybe we should go visit Minnesota.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they sent the private jet to come pick us up and stayed overnight and signed the next day.
And so you went from the big bright lights of New York City to to flyover country, man, cornfields. I hope you don't regret it. It was a good choice.
No, not at all. My best years of playing professional football has been with the Minnesota Vikings, and I'm very excited about that.
All right, Vikings cornerback Antoine Winfield, our guest on today's Wobcast. And I say cornerback, and you are a cornerback, but all this talk, man, about going to safety. I don't get it. To be honest with you, I'm not saying that you couldn't play it. You probably would be pretty good, because no matter what we'd put you at, you'd be good. But you're one of the best slot corners playing against the run, and you can still cover pretty well, by the way. I don't understand the talk of moving to safety, but maybe you will someday. I don't know.
It could possibly happen, but I don't know where that talk came from.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't discussed anything with the coaches. They haven't discussed anything with me, but I know corner is my home position.
Yeah, good. I think that's where you'll be staying. You're obviously in the plans for next season. You're getting healthy. You're rehabbing. Vikings moved on from a couple of veterans. One of them probably a guy that you knew really well, and Cedric Griffin. I think anyone who's been around the building really likes Cedric Griffin. Unfortunately, I think injuries caught up to him. But this is a team that's a little bit in transition right now, coming off of 3-13.
Right.
Leslie Frazier, the head coach, and a couple of new coaches, Alan Williams, a new defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. What do you think about the Vikings for 2012 and kind of the direction they're going with Rick Spielman as GM?
I'm excited about it. You know, coming off the 3-13 season, changes are going to be made.
Yeah.
We all understand that this is a business. But I am, you know, with Christian Ponder, another year under his belt, nice off season to get in the offense. We're in here working with the coaches, so we should expect a lot bigger and better things for next season.
Alan Williams was a defensive backs coach for the Colts for like 10 seasons. You know, worked with Leslie Frazier when he was with the Colts and Tony Dungy when he was there. And he's our new defensive coordinator. Have you gotten a chance to sit down with him and chat at all?
Yeah, I've seen him in and out just about every day. Yeah. We sit down, say a couple words to each other. But it's funny because he was when I was a free agent, he was with the Colts. And he told me, you know, we were going to get you, but the owner wasn't going to pay enough money to get you. So he's excited about having me on this year, though.
That was – so I can't remember the timing on that, but Bill Polian was the GM in Buffalo for a while, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if you –
It was before I came.
That was before. Yes, and so before then he went to Indianapolis. So he probably had his eye out for you. I mean, when you know, when you're with a team and then you go to a new team, you always kind of watch how that former team does. Right. I'm sure Bill Polian was like, dang, Antoine, he's really good for my old team. I want to bring him here.
It's funny because, you know, before the divisions changed, we – we're in the same division as the Colts. We were playing twice a year, but it just didn't work out.
Yeah. Vikings cornerback Antoine Winfield is our guest right now. Free agency starts today. I already mentioned that. One position the Vikings might look to add is on the other side of the ball, wide receiver.
Hmm.
And let's say that does happen. What kind of wide receiver do you think would fit this Vikings offense? And I'm thinking about a guy that might complement Percy Harvin. And I think you would have an interesting perspective on this because you cover those guys.
Right.
You know, Pierre Garçon, a speedy outside guy, or what kind of receiver do you think?
Let me think. What receivers are out there? I know Vincent Jackson, a big guy.
Yep.
He's a top free agent. Like you said, Pierre Garçon, a guy with speed that can stretch the field.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we just got Percy Harvin working in the middle. I mean, he can pretty much play the outside, the slot. So you would definitely need a receiver to complement him.
Percy Harvin, one of the best slot receivers in the NFL, the best, would you say? What do you think?
I would say he's second. I mean, it's hard to disagree with Wes Welker.
Yeah.
Mean, with the number he puts up every season, I would think I would put him at number one.
Yeah, and you probably got Wes Welker plateauing a little bit. I don't want to put him down. I mean, that guy's a really good player. Came back from a bad knee injury. Got to give him credit for that. Still productive. But Percy's young, man. He's a young cat. He's still on his way up. I mean, a guy that the Vikings want to keep for a long time. And as a defender, so hard to defend because he can do so many different things, right?
Oh, I agree. He has all the tools. The guy, for his size, is very strong. Has great speed, great hands.
Yeah.
Toughness, you can't measure that. Yeah. But he's going to be a great player.
You've been a great player for a long time, as I mentioned earlier, 13 seasons in the NFL, coming back from an injury. Looks like you got a lot left in the tank. You think you'll play for a couple more years, a few more years?
With me, I'm going to take it year to year.
That's where you're at now? Yeah.
This is 14. My goal when I first came in was 10. I passed that, so now I'm looking for 15. I'll get this one and maybe steal one
so
more.
So for so long, you were athletic enough and talented enough where – you could just rely on that. And now you got all these really good players coming in. And you're still talented enough, obviously, that's why you're on the team. But now you're kind of a wily, crafty veteran. So what are some things that you do to kind of prolong your career and stay at the top of your game?
One thing, you have to stay in shape.
Yeah,
I have to be able to run with all these young guys.
Yep.
But just being smart and just studying a lot of film.
Yeah.
You have to know what the way offenses are trying to attack you and stuff like that. And just make plays when you have an opportunity.
Yeah. Vikings quarterback Antoine Winfield, a guest on today's Wobcast. What are a couple of things in your free time that you like to do? I would imagine you make it down to Target Center. You watch the Wolves.
Mm-hmm.
I know you pay attention to other sports. You got a family at home. What are some things that keep you busy away from here?
Yeah, well, the kids right now, they were playing travel basketball. So every Saturday and Sunday, I'm off somewhere watching basketball games all day. But I watch basketball. Me and my oldest son, Antoine, he's 13 now, playing video games.
Yep.
And, you know, I like to travel. So this weekend I'll be heading to the Bahamas. You know,
nice.
Michael Jenkins is getting married, so
really?
It'll be a good trip for us.
Okay. I would imagine there'll be a few guys going there. Maybe some former Falcons, a couple of Vikings. George Stewart maybe might be there. That might be a fun gathering.
Possibly, I don't know the guest list, but it should be a fun trip.
Man, how about NCAA tourney? Brackets came out on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of a big sports guy. You went to Ohio State. They got a really good team. Do you pay attention to that at all?
I do. That's the best time to watch college basketball is March Madness.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that. The Buckeyes, it's going to be a tough road, but my pick to win it this year is Kentucky.
Yeah, I think they're the best team. But we were just talking about this in the studio before you came in. They're such a young team. Now you're this wily NFL veteran. Right. You got a big time appreciation for veterans, guys who knows the ins and outs. Mm-hmm. Do you think that could catch up to a team like Kentucky?
Possibly. Like you said, they have a young team. I know they have a lot of freshmen starting, but they've been playing so well all season. Have a lot of momentum. I think they're a number one seed. I don't know which region they're in, but they're going to be a tough team to beat.
Speaking of college, Ohio State got a couple of players coming out in this year's draft who I think could end up being good players. I don't know how familiar you are with them, but one of them is Devere Posey. He's kind of a slot wide receiver guy. Right. Got a big left tackle in Mike Adams. Ohio State does a pretty good job of churning out NFL players. There might be a couple more right there.
They really do. They have a really good program there, strength program, everything. They do a really good job of recruiting, and guys go through the system and – like you say, they're real productive in the NFL.
Yeah, Vikings cornerback Antoine Winfield with us right now. A couple of really quick ones to close. You come in here before you work out to do your rehab. What have you been doing to rehab exactly?
Oh, man, everything. Yeah. I've been over here from 9:30 until 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
So just range of motion, lifting weights, running. I'm pretty much doing everything.
All right, cool, man. Well, thanks for joining us. Antoine Winfield, he'll be back next season. It'll be his ninth year with the Vikings. Going to help improve that pass defense, see if we can get back on track. Thanks, man.
All right, thanks for having me.
Couple quick things to close the Wobcast this week. Linebacker Chad Greenway is teaming up with the Tourism Department for the city of Sioux Falls, and fans have a chance to win an all-inclusive weekend to meet Chad and spend a day with him in Sioux Falls. The trip includes all hotel and all meal expenses provided, an afternoon with Chad, plus, the most important part probably, two free tickets to see the Vikings and the Packers at Mall of America Field in 2012. For more information, visit the fan promotions page on Vikings.com. Let's close it out here on this week's Wobcast, and one thing I want to get into before I leave you is free agency. Free agency begins Tuesday at 3 o'clock Central Time. Obviously, the Vikings coming off 3-13, a lot of holes on the roster, and fans are really anxious for the team to add some talented players. And when you talk about free agency for fans, they want players that they've heard of. They want high-profile players. They want splashy free agent signings with guys who have been to Pro Bowls, names that they know, that they see on SportsCenter, they see on NFL Network. And I just don't think that's quite where the Vikings are at this point in time coming off that 3-13 season. Rick Spielman wants to get younger. And the typical Rick Spielman free agent signing, and this is what I think you should expect, Vikings fans, this year in free agency, it might be different next year. Maybe next year if you can get to 8-8 or 7-9, looking at 2013, that's where you might get into a splashy free agent signing. But for this year, Vikings fans, look for players coming off their rookie contracts. They're in the 25, 26, 27-year-old age frame. And what the Vikings want to do, and I believe in this philosophy, I think it's the right way to go for a team that's rebuilding. What you want to do is sign a free agent that you're going to give some money to, more money than maybe he thought he was going to make, but you're giving him money for what you expect him to do. Rather than signing a player and giving him a big boatload of money and rewarding him for what he's already done. I think when you're a team that's trying to build a young roster, the types of players you want are guys who think they have something to prove. Yeah, they had a pretty good rookie contract, a pretty good few seasons with their former team, but they think that they are starting caliber players who deserve more attention and more money. So you're going to give them this free agent money and say, we believe in you. All these other teams, they don't believe in you. Example, Pierre Garçon. Everyone's talking about Reggie Wayne. Everyone's talking about Marquise Colston. Everyone's talking about Vincent Jackson, but Pierre, we believe in you. We think you're a number one wide receiver. Here's all this money that you never thought you'd ever make. Go and prove us right. Go and prove other teams wrong. We think you can do it. Those are the types of free agent signings I think you're going to see from the Vikings this year. And I just use Pierre Garçon as an example. He would be my top choice for a free agent wide receiver. But you could do that with Mario Manningham. You could do that with Robert Meacham, guys like that. I think that's where the Vikings are going this year in free agency. Guys coming off their rookie contracts, they're young players, they still have something to prove. Think about Vasante Shanko when the Vikings signed him. You hadn't heard of Shank before the Vikings signed him in free agency, and you're sitting there going, who is this guy? And it turns out to be he's a pretty good player. He has a Vikings record for touchdown catches in a season by a tight end, and now he's an unrestricted free agent. He's probably going to command a pretty high salary with another team. That's the type of guy that the Vikings are going to look for. Pierre Garçon is one example. He'd be my top choice in free agency. Remember, fans, a big week here this week with free agency starting. It's going to continue all week. It might even go into the weekend and into next week. So Vikings.com is going to be your place to keep up with everything the Vikings are doing in free agency. If we sign someone, we'll tell you who it is, how much he's making, what kind of player he is, what role he's going to have with us. We might even have him in Vikings Entertainment Network Studios. We're going to have a bonus Wobcast later in the week, maybe on a Thursday or Friday of this week, and we'll update you on what's happened. Stay tuned all week for coverage on Vikings.com with free agency, and also stay tuned for a bonus Wobcast later in the week. That is it for us today. I'm Mike Wobshaw. Thanks again for listening. We're going to leave you with one of my personal favorites, a classic from Mr. Big. Take it away. I'm the one who wants to be with you. Deep inside, I hope you'll feel it too. Waited on a line of wings and blues just to be the next to top for once. Wake up, who cares about